Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, a Nickelodeon hotel and resort featuring water slides and a lazy river got the green light this week to be built in Garden Grove. The city unanimously approved the sale of 3.7 acres of land for the hotel project, and plans call for a 23-story hotel, a ballroom, 22,000 square feet of restaurants, a 7,000 square foot arcade, a spa, a fitness center, and of course, parking. The resort, like I said, will have water slides, splash zones, a pool, a lazy river where guests can have animatronics experiences in addition to a studio and a kids' lounge. It would be built in Grove District, which aims to draw tourists visiting nearby Disneyland, and it's expected to generate close to $2 billion for the immediate local economy. So that's what you need to know.
When's cool. This supposed to happen?
Well, it just got approved, so they haven't even, like, broken ground on it yet. So they said it should be done, I think, like, within the next 3 or 4 years.
Come on, really? That fast? Wow. Impressive.
We'll still start building it within the next 3 or 4 years. But, yeah, that's cool. I would totally go to a Nickelodeon hotel.
Smart place, too. Smart place to do it, right?
Yep.
I mean, people come in to go to Disneyland, and they're like, what else are we going to do? Hey, there's that Nickelodeon place. Let's go there, too.
Yeah.
It's pretty smart.
I'd do it.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be on, like, the Nickelodeon shows all the time. Like, I was dying to be on, like, Double Dare or What Would You Do? I love those shows.
I would totally do Double Dare right now if they would want me to do it.
Is that the one where they slime you?
Yeah.
You know, George, Mateo turned 4 yesterday, right?
He did.
So hopefully they get this thing done between now and, like, the next 4 or 5 years while he's still young enough for you to go enjoy this kind of thing. Me, on the other hand, I'm going to be the creepy old guy that's going to be there by myself and be like, yo, where are your kids? I'm like, no kids, just me and the water slides. That's all.
Stranger danger.
Fun.
Me and the girlfriend. Don't go without the girlfriend or the significant other, Cappy.
Right.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already weird enough if you go even with her, but it's less weird if you go with her.
How about if I'm driving home and I pull over and she looks on her phone, she's like, why are you at the Nickelodeon Hotel?
That's really tough.
Then you have problems, yeah.
I'm like, it's a slime situation, babe. Sorry.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. So Nina Westbrook, Russell Westbrook's wife, put out a cryptic social media post on, I believe, Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it says, you know, it's got the 100 emoji. And it says, a bottle of water can be $1 at a supermarket. Mm-hmm. $3 at the gym, $5 at the movies, $6 on a plane, and $10 on vacation. Same water. Only thing that changed is its value. That was the only thing that changed its value was the place. So the next time you feel your worth is nothing, maybe you're at the wrong place. Now, all this stuff is amidst the whole selling the house, the fact that Shyam Charania, do we have that audio? I know I sent it earlier. I don't know if anybody plugged it in. But Shyam said that the Lakers are back having conversations with the Pacers apparently this week. But the Pacers now want, this is what everybody wants now. Everybody wants the 2 first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
And they've drawn a line in the sand on both of the picks. And I, look, now I would not do it for Buddy Hield and Miles Turner. That's just me. Mm-hmm. But it may, you know, you're going to have to pay a Laker tax. And if everybody knows this team is not a championship level team at the moment. Now, if they get Buddy Hield and Miles Turner, they get closer. That's for sure. But I think that because of that, teams want to extrapolate everything they can out of them. And I don't blame the other teams for doing that. It's the cost of doing business. They know you're kind of in a desperate situation because you have LeBron on your team.
Well, they also assume you're in a desperate situation because you probably desperately want to get rid of Russ. So if we are going to take on your problem and that $47 million salary, that pretty much means we don't really think we're going to win. So if we're going to give you two of our best players to take on your problem, child, we're taking everything you got. If I'm the Lakers, though, let everybody keep thinking this stuff. and let everybody keep thinking that you're about to make this trade, and then don't do it. And then go prove the world wrong. But I think I'm the only person, maybe other than LeBron, that is trying to sell the we're going to prove everybody wrong thing. And I'm not even sure LeBron's willing to sell it as much as I'm willing to sell it.
You're definitely selling it more than anyone I've heard. I mean, other than John Ireland and Michael, because, you know, they
work
for the team.
Let me ask you this, though. You just said that last week we all heard the story.
Yeah.
Of how
by the way, we have the Shams sound. Do you want to hear what Shams had to say about them engaging the Pacers? All right, go
ahead. I would love to.
I'm told the Lakers and Pacers did engage in some trade conversations this week, and the Pacers' demand for two unprotected first-round picks has not changed throughout the summer for any deal that includes Buddy Hield and Miles Turner. And today, like you said, Chad Buchanan, the Pacers GM, came out and said that they expect Miles Turner to start the season with the team at center. And that two first-round pick price is just not appealing for the Lakers. And right now, they're going to be very prudent, I think, in their approach that they're going to take going into the season. There's a long runway with Russell Westbrook this team has. They can see how the team starts. They have up until the trade deadline. He is on an expiring contract. And the Lakers' mindset, I'm told, is they realize that this is a very significant bullet that they're going to have to use. When you look at two unprotected first-round picks, they have to time out exactly when does it make sense to make a trade like this. Right now, this Pacers package of Buddy Hield and Miles Turner is not what they're willing to trade two first-round picks for.
Yep, yeah. I agree with that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I don't blame them in this regard, but I do understand. I understand the other side of the equation, though, which is the Pacers aspect of it. Like, yo, you got to give it to me. By the way, Blake Harris, our Dodger insider, has alerted the community that there is a pursuit right now on CBS2, CBS LA.
Really?
There is a stolen vehicle pursuit at the moment, and they are on...
Wow, I'm watching KTLA. They don't have anything on there yet.
Yeah, I'm surprised. They don't. Yeah. The Sky 2 is on it at the moment. ABC, wow, this guy's actually following traffic laws. Like, the cop is right behind him. He's at a red light, and he's in this, what looks to be like a Jeep Cherokee. I've never seen that before, where the
lovely
person is following all the traffic laws at the moment. They're at like a red light. There's two SUV cop cars behind them. There's a lady walking on the crosswalk across the street, and they're on South Soto Street and Leonis in Southgate. So, I have you ever seen that, where somebody's obeying the traffic laws during a chase?
It's very nice. Officers, listen, I don't want to be arrested. I don't want to be pulled over, but I am going to stop my car. I am going to stop at this red light. I don't want to endanger other people.
I don't want to tack on to my stolen vehicle charges at the point with, running a red light, basically.
Right. Just follow me slowly until I run out of gas.
Green light is on. He's still at the red light. Oh, mm-hmm. Wait, the other cars are moving. He's not. Maybe he did run out of gas. Maybe you're onto something.
What kind of car does it look like he's got?
Or maybe do you think he's trying to wait for the cops to get out and then pull out? No, now he's pulling out into the intersection. So he's on the he's in the intersection now.
I think it's a Jeep Cappy, to answer your question.
Gosh, I hate that you're so far ahead of me.
Yeah, it's a Jeep Cherokee.
I hate that you're so far ahead of me. You got to be a good 15 seconds ahead of me.
Oh, he's still at the light on your end?
Yeah, he's still sitting here at the light.
No, and he's driving like speed limit. Like, it's not like, this is not the normal chase situation where they're just like going. I've never seen it. He's literally going 30 miles an hour, 29 miles an hour. Like, this is insane. Like,
you know why? He's probably texting while he's got a stolen vehicle. So he's trying to be careful.
I mean, I don't know.
Looks like a full car too.
Is there more people in the car?
Yeah, it seems like there is. Yeah. Oh.
They're watching it on ABC 7. Come on, let's go. Come on, drive faster.
Oh, man. Yeah, I bet you. Look, if I'm in that car and I found out that car is stolen after the fact, I'm like, bro, for real? Are you serious? I'm complaining to that dude right there. Like, what'd you get me involved in, man?
Maybe the driver's really high and he's just driving super slow because he's really baked and he doesn't realize how slow he's going.
Yeah.
He's actually driving under the speed limit. Looks like he's doing about 34 right now. 34 miles an hour. That's based on, me out here following along on the helicopter.
No, it says, like I said, I'm watching ABC 7 and it tells you how fast there's going.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They have like a little miles per hour.
Yeah. Oh, now 39. Stuck in traffic. Oh, yeah. 39 miles. I was pretty close.
They're in Huntington Park now.
He's on Soto and East 58th at the moment. And he's stuck. Oh, he's on the right lane now. And it's like, there's like tons of congestion. I don't know what he's going to do here, or she. I don't know if it's a he or a she. Oh, traffic's moving again, so he's going to have to flow through this. Now, I see three police SUVs behind him, just kind of strolling along. Is he like trying to like rock him to sleep here? Like, what's going on here? Like, I don't even understand like the strategy.
Again. I wonder great if they job have by Blake. Kids in the back because there is a passenger, you can tell.
Oh, really?
And it seems like there's something in the back. So I don't know.
Great job by Blake, though. Balake, way to A, report the news, and then B, immediately put it into the community so that we would see it and then we could actually watch it. Great job, Balake.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on here, though. Like, I feel like we should come back to this when there's more action because this is it's literally stop and go traffic. And although now he's starting to weave a little bit around cars, but he's still not disobeying the law. Like, he's just, oh, now he just shifted in between two cars. Now, there we go. Now he's like in between the lanes because what's happening is I'm guessing the police sirens are on. And now what's happening is people on the right side of the road are pulling to the right. And the people on the left side of the road are pulling to the left and they're creating a space in the middle. And he's now going through the middle, kind of like if you were a running back running through the A-gap cap of the offensive line, like right up the gut, you know, in
good
the
vision by
line.
The driver. Yeah, he's yeah. actually been able
he's
to
he's smoking
find the
a cigarette, actually.
Come on, you're kidding.
He's now stopped at the light. He's looking out. He's I'm not even joking. He just puffed out a cigarette and like and the smoke went outside. He's at the corner of Miles Avenue and Randolph Street in Southgate.
Good play-by-play, by the way, George. Not bad at all. I mean, yeah. All your different sports that you're calling play-by-play for, basketball, football, horse racing. Now you can even do car chases. Very impressive. You know, you should be doing the Olympics.
Maybe. Maybe I should try for the Olympics. Now he's made a right. He's now on Randolph Street. He's crossing the intersection of Stafford Avenue at the moment.
Matthew Stafford Avenue?
Yeah, Matthew Stafford Avenue. He's going 40 miles per hour. Still not going super fast. Now slowing down again. Is he going to hang a left here? Oh, there's a lady on the corner with a kid in a stroller. No, he's stopping for the lady. He's going to let the lady cross.
What a nice guy. What a nice
person. He's trying to tell the lady to cross.
Go
but
ahead.
They see the but the lady sees the cops behind them, so the lady wants nothing to do with this. I don't blame her. She's now moving backwards, as she should. Mm-hmm. She is, yes, moving her and the stroller back. I'm not crossing. As a matter of fact, she's looking in every other direction. And she's also on some train tracks, which I don't believe
they're
active.
Like, okay, good, because the kid's there.
Yeah, I don't believe that those train tracks are probably active is my guess. But yeah, she does not want anything to do with crossing the street, which I don't blame her. She's now moved off the train tracks. Smart move by that lady. So yes, now she is now going the other direction. She's like, nope, not dealing with that. That's not my problem. So now this person is at a red light again.
Lady, get off the train tracks, lady. Get off the train tracks.
Yeah, and Seville Avenue. So here he goes. He's now taken off again, and he's driving, he's driving alongside the train tracks at the moment. So anyhow, there's plenty of stuff happening.
Yeah.
Not really, actually.
Well, you said he's not really violating the law because he's traveling.
He's not. Like, he's obeying all the traffic laws. Well, he's stopping at every red light.
Except for one, George.
Well, the stolen vehicle part.
Well, no, not that. The one that says, hey, there's cops behind you with sirens. You're supposed to pull over.
Oh, the cops just threw the thing that burst the tires. And he ran over it, but I don't know if they got him really well.
Really? They threw down the tax?
They came from a different direction. They came from Pacific Boulevard. And they they kind of caught him in like a perpendicular situation. Now the car is slowing down. Maybe the tires did blow out. Or is he just stopping at another red light?
Gosh, I'm 15 seconds behind you.
There's
annoying.
Like seven cop cars. Do you see that?
Oh, great job by the cop throwing those tacks. That was great.
Yeah.
Very accurate throw by the officer.
Yeah, good job. He definitely got one of the tires at least.
Yeah, it looked like he got the back tire
the back,
on the
driver's
side.
Yeah. But, the back driver's side is in trouble. Oh, here comes the maneuver. He got him by the back. He bumped him in the back, but no, he's still going. And he's stopping again at the next red light.
Wow.
He's stopping again at the red light.
What a law-abiding thief.
He's on the
left
turn lane. He's yelling something out the window. He's in the left turn lane. Here come the cops who have now gone on the opposite side of the road.
Boom.
He went through the left turn lane, but then crossed back into the traffic in the direction he was heading. So he's still on Pacific Boulevard. And now he's trying to gain some speed, so maybe the tires did not blow.
Doesn't look like the tire is blown out.
No. So he's now increasing his speed. He's in the 50-mile-per-hour range at the moment, going down Pacific Boulevard east and East 55th Street in Southgate. So if you're in that area, you probably want to avoid this.
You know what always freaks me out is the helicopter angle as they're following him, and then you see the other helicopters fly underneath. I'm like, oh,
underneath, look out! Yeah.
All right, this guy's trying to get away now.
Yeah, still on Pacific.
Oh, yeah, there's a few people in that car.
Yeah, now he's going 60 sure. miles an hour. Now he's really booking it. Now he's realized, forget it. I can't do this. Like, I can't be, obeying the laws. If I'm going to get away, I'm going to try to get away. He's around almost 65 miles per hour at the moment on Pacific Boulevard. He's on Chambers Street now. East 46th Street.
You think he just looked up at his rearview mirror and went, oh, my God, there's cops behind me.
No, there's no chance that actually happened. Yeah. No chance that
one of the cops
happened.
Already, like, rammed into the back of his vehicle.
Right. Yeah. They did the off-road maneuver or whatever they call that. Now he's trying to slow down again. He was up to 70 miles per hour, but he is... See, what's happening is the road is being split. The cars are splitting off left and right because they see the cops are in pursuit, which is the smart move to make. Just pull off to the side of the road in one way, shape, or form. Let the person kind of go. He's made a right on South Santa Fe, and he's going there now. He's on that. He's picking up speed again. We probably should have gone to break, right, Laura?
Yeah, this looks like this is my part of town, East Los Angeles, East
Sorry,
LA.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, I'm like super into
Yeah, Laura was super into it.
Laura,
so she forgot
Laura
we
yells
had to
at us when
too.
She wants to break when we're talking about something she don't care about. But, man, when we're into it,
no,
she's like, oh, wait,
true.
Look what time it is. Forgot.
You know what? Greg left. That's probably why I'm like, oh. But now we do got to break, guys.
Mm. Yeah. All right, so let's get back to Nina Westbrook's cryptic tweet and the Lakers, Sham Charania of The Athletic and Stadium reporting about the Lakers situation. And, Cappy, there was a kid, right? You want to talk about some kid crying?
I have a listener, a 710 listener, whose child is hysterical crying about the Dodgers. We will explain why.
All right, we'll do all that next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, on National Day of Peace, this guy who's on this, who's being pursued by the cops, should just chill out and go peace out.
Oh, my God.
He
almost ran over a guy on a bicycle.
Oh, no.
By accident. Like, it was like, he was just, the guy was just chilling, you know, just riding his bike in the crosswalk. And they've now hung a right on East Washington Boulevard. They're in, they were in Boyle Heights. They're now in Central City.
You think there's any chance that he's going on a taco run? He's trying to find Tacos Don Cuco?
No.
No. I'm guessing that's not the case.
No.
No, not really.
Gotcha. They're great tacos. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to do play-by-play on the car chase, or do you want to keep talking about the Lakers and get to your kid who was crying?
Well, not my kid. That's the good news.
Not
I
your
can't,
kid. The
I
kid
know, cause,
that
like,
you were talking about.
At this point in my life, you know, crying.
How about do that?
Kids.
Do that story, and I'll keep you. If I jump in, it's because something interesting has happened during this car chase. Go
okay, but I do want to say this. I want to get back to this. What we're calling this cryptic message that Russell
From
Westbrook's
Westbrook.
Wife put
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell everybody a quick story here. So I received a message from a longtime 710 listener, a Sedano and Cap community member, and this gentleman's name is Alejandro Oropeza. Hope I'm pronouncing his last name right.
Yeah.
And it's kind of gets back to the whole Hey King thing. He says, Hey King, my kid loves the Dodgers. He shot all these videos of his kid, like, talking Dodgers baseball. And he's like, hey, maybe you could get us, like, to batting practice or something. So now that's what's happening, George, mm-hmm. is a lot of people are saying, hey, King, can you hook me up with stuff?
Right.
So the dude winds up driving down the road, and he's taking a video of his kid who's sitting in the back seat in a car seat. And the dad is messing with him because the kid is such a huge Dodger fan. Listen to the dad mess with the little kid. This is Alejandro Oropeza, a longtime Circle of Trust member. Go ahead and play that, Laura.
Elliot, it's okay to be on the Padres. It's just for one season. That's your team name, okay? You're going to be on the Padres.
No! sad.
Elliot, we could wear a Dodgers shirt underneath every game, okay? Yeah? We'll wear a Dodgers shirt underneath your jersey so you can be a Dodger. All right? Okay?
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
This guy sent me all these videos of his kid sitting in front of the TV, and he's grilling the kid. Who's the first base coach of the Dodgers? Who's the third base coach? And the kid knows every player. He knows every coach. He's this little kid. And then when the dad started messing with him, no, it's okay. You can play for the Padres. You can still be a Dodger. And the kid starts hysterically crying. Aw. You could even wear a Dodger T-shirt underneath your Padre That's uniform.
Cute. That is cute. That's good parenting, by the way.
Yeah. Way to go, That's Alejandro.
Excellent parenting. All right, do you want me to get back to this chase?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so they're in Southeast LA right now.
Okay.
They're on Vernon Avenue, crossing Wadsworth at the moment. He is picking up a lot of speed. He's definitely in the... See, I switched to ABC7, but they don't have the speedometer on this. Oh, my God, he almost hit somebody who was turning left, coming the other direction on Vernon. But he did not. So he's still going on Vernon. He's on Stanford Avenue. Where is he now? Avalon Boulevard. Oh, my God, people are turning left, and he just squeezed right in between two people. He's taking a lot more red lights now. There is no question about this. He is not caring, and he's now going on into oncoming traffic at the moment, because there are people stopping at the red light. He's going through the intersections, following people who are turning left in a perpendicular fashion at the moment. Still
in a perpendicular fashion. Very nice.
Yeah, still on East Vernon at the moment. Vernon and Woodlawn. Ooh. Vernon and Main. He's now on oncoming traffic again. Oh, my God. They're making a left, and he squeezed in between two cars again. Oh, all right. He made it through there. Yeah, he's actually a very skilled driver. I will give him that. Oh, no, on through incoming traffic. He moved over to the far left lane. He's weaving in between the oncoming traffic. Oh, my goodness. They're making left onto there, too. And he's having to slow down because he's going to have to squeeze through. Oh, my God. He made a hard right in front of all the people turning there. He was on West Vernon. He has now turned onto South Broadway, it looks like. Or no, check that. On 43rd Street. And he is really going fast now. No, he was on South Olive. I had that right the first time. Sorry about that.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah. Look at this guy. Look at him
go. He is now going really fast. Really, really fast down South Olive. Oh, and I can't tell because there's like flashing of the sun based on where the helicopter is positioned and the camera is positioned. But he is flying through intersections at the moment. He's on South Hill Street now and 39th Street.
Oh!
He's made another turn. Oh, he's made another wide right. Oh, my goodness.
Sir. If you are listening to the radio right now, this is Sedano and Cap on 710. This is a really bad idea.
Yeah,
there's nowhere
this,
to go.
Don't
You're
do it,
not going to get out of this. You yeah. should slow down, pull over, stop endangering other people, okay? And just end this thing right now, sir, because you're going to jail. The longer this goes, the more likely somebody's going to get hurt, including you and the people in the car. This is a bad idea. I'm suggesting that you pull over now, turn yourself in, and let's stop endangering other people.
He's on Main Street right now, South Main Street and Broadway. He's weaving in the median area, just barely slipping by people on the left lane. He is going in the wrong direction again. He's in the oncoming traffic lane. He's at an intersection, hanging a hard right, trying to squeeze between two cars on Jefferson Boulevard right now. He does. Oh, my goodness. These are some tight turns he's making. Oh, and he's now weaving again into oncoming traffic on Jefferson. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You're saying, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because it's tight. These turns he's making are very tight. He's going to make another hard left here. Where is he now? I believe he's on Maple. Yeah, he's on Maple, and he's 33rd at the moment. Going 50 miles an hour down Maple. Blew right through a stop sign.
I'd love to ram this guy. You know?
I don't see the cops anywhere near him at the moment, though.
So yeah, I cannot see any police pursuit at this time. I mean,
so I think that they're just kind of hanging back and letting him, you know, just kind of like punch himself out, for lack of a better phrase.
This guy is toast, man. This guy is meat. Seriously.
Yeah, so he's in a Jeep Cherokee right now. It looks like would you say gray or black?
Yeah, I'd say it's like one of these dark silvery gray kind of deals. Not one of those matte grays, like the new color that everybody's got now.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's on Trinity Street and 28th Street, Central City, 27th Street intersection now. He is flying 60 miles an hour down Trinity Street at the moment.
He did a little jump. Did you see that?
He did a little jump there, yeah, because I think there's like an indentation, and in, looks like in the road.
Yeah, did he catch some air, this guy?
Yeah, he did a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, you guys are a little bit ahead of me. Gosh, that really irritates me. Can you guys push pause and then come back? No, you can't do that?
No. Get a better signal, Cabby.
Yeah, you guys are a good 15 seconds ahead of me. Wow. This guy, he started out such a pleasant thief.
Right, you know, it was just kind of like, you know, he's obeying the traffic. I was, oh my God, I almost just hit another, like a Toyota that was turning right onto the street, onto Trinity.
He was a pleasant nice thief. Abiding thief for a while. He was abiding by the traffic laws as a thief, as a car thief.
I was going to say.
He's weaving in and out of oncoming traffic on Trinity, and he's making a hard right now again on Washington Boulevard. Oh, and he just almost brushed up against an Audi SUV. Yeah, white Audi SUV.
Oh my God.
He's now jumping over the median. And he's on train tracks at the moment, and he's hanging a hard left now again onto San Pedro Street in Central City, on the corner of San Pedro and East Washington Boulevard. He's now on San Pedro and 18th Street, and going about 40 miles an hour, just having to slow down because traffic is kind of impeding him at the moment.
I mean, I got a tight shot here from the helicopter, and I don't see the cops behind him. Gosh, I can't wait till the cops get him.
Well, he's an idiot because he's going into downtown, which is
He's going downtown. Now he's in downtown. Now he's really
in
trouble.
He's about to pass through us in a bit.
Yeah.
Funchy, you may have to go down to the streets and do a live report.
No,
Funchy's don't do that.
I'll do it.
That.
I'll do it.
No, no Funchy,
don't do it. But I think he's trying to find like a garage to jump out of.
Probably. To go in.
You know, to the point that is being tweeted in the Sedano and Cap community, the Circle of Trust, this is just exactly what John Ireland was talking about when he said there should be a dedicated car chase channel. It's like Red Zone for car chases. And Sedano, you could do play-by-play for it.
Yeah.
You're doing a heck of a job, George. Hell of a job.
Yeah, you're really good. You're really good at like any impromptu play-by-play. It's amazing.
So he's in the intersection of San Pedro Street now and 9th Street. And like people actually stopped for him, and he's now hung a hard left onto 9th Street. He's on 9th Street and San Julian. Here downtown at the moment, 9th Street and Wall Street. He's literally right down the street from the studio.
Yeah.
It's not that far. Nope.
Come on, Funchy. Get down there on the streets.
No, Funchy, do not do that.
Come on, Funchy. He's on Maple and 9th. Yeah, he's dead, like legit down the street.
If he gets in front of crypto, I'll get out.
No, you not.
Why can't he report?
Well, he can't get down. Listen, he can't come this way. If he comes that way, like he's in. Oh my God, he almost hit a motorcycle guy and he rammed onto the sidewalk to avoid the motorcycle guy. Thank God he didn't hit the motorcycle guy. All right, so he's hung a right now on 8th Street. He's on 8th and Wall. Now hanging a left now on Wall. He is going, what direction is he going? It looks like he is going south on Wall at the moment. 50 miles an hour down Wall Street.
Ooh, I just finally got to the motorcycle guy.
Oh, God, Cap.
All right, we got a break again, right?
Yeah, we do.
We
got a
break.
We'll
have more on this. Maybe we'll have Radio Tinder. Maybe it'll be Radio Tinder. We'll do it all next.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, before Lindsay takes it over, Radio Tinder is presented by our friends at Tequila Mandala, as you heard Chris say. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small-batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. Also, real quick, I'm going to give you a chance to see Roger Waters as he brings his all-new show to Crypto.com Arena next week, September 27th and 28th, featuring songs from the Pink Floyd golden era. So be caller 7 right now at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776, and you can win a pair of tickets to see Roger Waters next week. Listen for your chance to win all week long, whether it's with us or any of the other shows, and tickets are on sale right now at rogerwaters.com. So before we get to Radio Tinder, it looks like the choppers have lost the gentleman down in near Santee Street and 12th Street downtown.
Is it me or did he ditch the car and get out
Santee,
and run?
Sorry.
Did he get out and get on foot?
Well, he definitely made a wide turn, and then the problem was the building was so big that the chopper lost him, and it looks like he may have either dumped the car into like a garage area. He's in the Fashion Alley area.
And he's in the Santee Alley, so that's going to be tough.
Right, so they probably
can't find the car now. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, the helicopters can't find it.
The helicopters
unless that's
lost
it parked.
This guy. I mean, he may get these people. I don't know if it's a guy. May get away.
I feel like the guy ditched the car and got on foot.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it. Because the choppers, all the station choppers lost him, and he ditched the car. There it is. There's the car right there. Actually, they now have a picture of the car being. Looks like it's been ditched. He just parked it right behind the big building there on Santee and 12th Street in the Fashion Alley area and then just took off. And he parked it, he ditched it on the opposite side of the road. Like, basically where people are parked but headed in the opposite direction. And his car is parked facing the cars that are parked.
Funchy called it.
Did he go into a building?
He ran down the alley.
Well, because if you've ever been to the Santee Alleys, like, it's mayhem. There's a bunch of, like...
Yeah, people don't.
Yeah.
It looks like he hit a light, like a street light.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. You're zooming in on it.
Oh, dude,
you're way behind, Cappy. Get on the stream.
Well, I am. And I've turned channels. I've turned over to ABC 7 right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they were the first ones, I think, that had him running down the alley.
It's just so funny because everyone's looking for him. They're like pointing up at the chopper, like, where is he?
We thought, and I didn't see it, but you guys said you thought you saw other people in the car. So did.
Yeah. So
is the car empty?
Seems like it.
Damn.
I mean, Funch called it. He's like, he's going to look for like a structure or something where he can just hide. And the alleys are the perfect place.
Yeah. No,
well, especially amongst all these big buildings. Now, there seems to be somebody running down the street that they were focused in on for a second. Now they're overlooking.
Yep, there they go. No, that's a rollerblader.
No, yeah, it's not them. All right. So, Linz, go. Radio Tinder. Let's do it.
Okay, so the Bears got blown out by the Packers on Sunday, and quarterback Justin Fields only threw for 70 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Well, in the locker room after the game, Fields was asked about the loss, and he gave an answer that infuriated Bears fans. Here's part of what he said.
I mean, it hurts more in the locker room than the Bears fans, I mean, because at the end of the day, they're not putting in any work. I see the guys in the locker room every day. I see how much work they put in, so...
So fans were really upset about him saying this. So then today he wanted to clear things up and he said this.
The thing that I said on Sunday after the game where I said, you know, the fans don't put in work. First off, you know, I was frustrated after the game. So I wasn't in the mood to come and talk to you guys. So I should have did a better job explaining what I meant by that. But what I meant by that was I'm talking about work, you know, regarding the game on Sunday, winning the game. You know, I don't know any fans. I don't know what they're doing in their personal lives. And I respect every fan that we have. I'm, you know, glad that we have fans. You know, I would never disrespect anybody on what they do or what they love to do.
Oh my God.
So do you guys side with Justin Fields here? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
All right. So first of all, I'm going to swipe right in this regard. Like, yes, players actually feel it more than fans, literally feel it more than fans. Now I also think, arguing with the fans is a losing proposition. So I do think that's where he erred. But I mean, this notion that, look, I love fans. Don't get me wrong too, but it's like, come on, man, you don't feel the same way that a player does after a loss. Yes, it is a business to them and they're not, you know, invested in a team for decades upon decades upon decades, but they literally are taking a beating for your team. So when they say they feel it more and it hurts more, it does literally hurt more. And also, there's professional pride on the line. And thirdly, a lot of football players, very, you know, for the most of them, are fighting for their football lives every single day in regards to maintaining their jobs, basically. So I hate this conversation, like that fans feel this more than players, because I think it's just a silly discussion, personally. But
you know what I hate? I hate the fact that he feels like he has to do damage control. Like, he said what he said on Sunday because his emotions were raw. And all he said was, hey, you guys aren't out there playing. And now here we are on Wednesday, and I think this was yesterday, where he's got to now backpedal. You know, it's like the PR staff has to get with him and go, hey, dude, listen, you really insulted our fan base. How? What did I say? I actually think it's stupid that the guy has to come out and try and backpedal and do damage control.
I agreed with him. I agree with his original assessment. I'm with you on that.
All right, what else? Let's keep rolling.
All right, so
this you're on the side of the fans on this,
so
right?
I just think that I feel like seeing your team lose that badly, and especially in such poor fashion that like the Browns lost on Sunday or like the Raiders lost, I personally think that the fans are just as invested as the players. And come I on. Feel like, seriously, they are, because like we spend our whole lives, we spend all of our money like on going to games and rooting for them and buying their merch and stuff. Whereas players go from team to team to team. They're not like, you know, they're loyal to the team in the moment they play on, but they're not loyal in the same way that fans are. So it's like when they lose, it ruins your whole week. You know, it ruins your whole day and the next day and sometimes a whole week. So I don't know. I just feel like there's just as much passion, but for different reasons.
I feel like he didn't really need to backpedal. He said what he said, and everybody understood what he said, but everybody tries to twist it all up and turn it into something that's not. Bottom line is fans are pissed because they stink, and they're 2 weeks into the season. They stink.
I think fans can feel it just as much as the players. No. That's all. I think they can.
Not in a sport where you collide for a living.
Well, I mean, I don't know what that feels like, but I also don't think that, you know, there's players that aren't diehard fans of teams that, you know, whatever. We could debate this another time when there's not an exciting car chase going on.
Well, the car chase is over, actually.
Yeah, it's a foot chase, and nobody can find the guy who's driving. Yeah.
Okay, he's probably disguised.
They don't do foot chases in the news here now.
Yeah, this guy's getting
away.
Dang it.
All right, so real quick, I'll do this one from my favorite Reddit forum, Am I the A-Hole? Redditor wrote in saying, quote, I recently went over my friend's house with my 12-year-old daughter to bring her some gifts. She has three kids herself and lives in a very nice large home. During the visit, she suggested we order some Chinese food for takeaway. So I ordered two dishes for me and my daughter. She ordered five for her and her three kids. Then she said, hey, that's $92. Just give me the $45. I was speechless. As we were guests in her home, she invited us for dinner, and I would never do that to a guest at my house, and I'm really bothered by it. Is this woman an a-hole? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm going to swipe left and say she is not an a-hole. If somebody invites you over to their house for dinner and they order a bunch of food, I think that people pretty much think I'm the guest and they invited me and okay, you know, I'm not going to be buying dinner tonight. And I think that what she's really upset about is, now wait a second, I ordered about $30 worth of food. She ordered about $60 worth of food. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in her house and she wants me to pay for half of it. I don't think she's the a-hole for saying what she said. I think the other person is the a-hole for not buying the dinner.
You're saying that the person who owns the house is the
right
a-hole.
Should have bought the dinner.
Yeah, listen, okay. If I invite you over to my house, then you shouldn't have to. Like, here's usually how these transactions work. At least at my house, right? Hey, come over and watch the game or hang out or go to the whatever we're going to do, right?
What I say is, George, can I bring anything?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then I say, no, bro, we're good. I mean, unless there's a specific thing you want to drink or something, you know, we're good. We got plenty of food. We got plenty of booze, plenty of refreshments, soft drinks, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. So that's generally the way it goes at my house. So unless there's something specifically that you need that I probably could not have, like you have a special diet, maybe.
Like if I want some Hennessy, you got Hennessy for me?
I do, yes.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Yeah. He's got tequila mandala for you, though.
And I have tequila mandala, plenty of that, yes. Okay, and I will have some more, apparently, coming up soon.
I agree. I just think that if you get food at your house, you can't be like, oh, give me half the money, especially when you got twice as much food.
Now, I would offer, if I was the one being invited, I would offer. I'm like, yo, let me pay for some of this.
Yeah, let me Venmo you a little bit. Here, I'll give you some cash.
Let me give you $30 or $20,
But if
whatever.
That person's not offering, you can't just be like, yo, just hit me up with half the food, right? Yeah, like,
here, pay for me and my kids' dinner.
Nah, that's weak.
Okay, I thought so. Just wanted to check, too, what you guys thought.
Want to know who the a-hole was.
Yeah. Well, the person whose house it was.
Not you, Cappy, not you.
No, nope. I'm a nice guest. I mean, I offer to bring things. Hey, George, what do you need me to bring? You need me to stop and get ice? You need me to stop and get sodas, beers, food? Yeah. You want something?
Right.
I'm happy. Now, I'm making that offer hoping that you say, no, we're good.
Right.
But at least I'm making the offer.
Right. Also, an $8.50 milkshake. That's out of the question.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, Cappy, Dave Roberts wants you to put some respect on someone's name, okay?
Okay.
Your boy, Dave Roberts, wants wants you to put respect on somebody's name.
Hey, hey, Oh, dude, I used to rock out on some Z Cavarici, like parachute pants and stuff, rocking these tunes back in the early 90s. Big old Afro mullet. It was not a good look, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
But it happened, George. What can I tell you?
Hmm. This was a good ballad. It's very popular. As clearly Chris mentioned, it was the number one hit. It goes to show you what our taste was like in the 90s, though.
It also goes to really talk about popularity. When you're popular, you become number one. Thus, the number one hit.
I Want to Sex You Up, though, is their jam, though.
I want to sex you up. Tick-tock, you don't not
stop.
Is that how it goes? Tick-tock, you don't stop?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I want to sex you up. Are these the only two songs these guys had?
I mean, they had more songs, I'm sure, on the album, but those are the only ones I know.
Yeah. If you go to one of their concerts, you're like, okay, you just sang Mi Amor. You just sang I Want to Sex You Up. Yeah. Go back to Mi Amor and then go back to I Want to Sex You Up. That's all I want to hear.
Just keep singing I Want to Sex You Up all night.
I want to sex you up.
A tick-tock, you don't stop, stop. To the tock, tick-tock, you don't stop, stop.
You know what we should do?
Yeah.
We should do like a boy band video, you and me.
What? Just you and me? A boy band needs more than two people, though.
Yeah, but we could take Lindsay and Laura and Funchy and Morales.
Then it would not be a boy band, then.
I know, but that would be the funny part of it all, is that it's a boy band with a couple of ladies in it. You feel me?
No.
Ooh, 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 ooh. I want to sex you up.
I can't wait for the Jenny Wayne concert.
When is it?
October 1st.
October 1st. That is next Saturday night?
Saturday, yeah.
Okay. All right, next
Beto time. And Whittier just had the funniest tweet in the world in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. And you should, by the way, be part of the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. Just go on to Twitter, go to the communities in the search option, look for Sedano and Cap. He says, if Cap really wants to rule this city, he needs to do a tour of the Santee alleys. And let's see what he can get for $100. Some knockoff jeans and a burner phone to throw off Rachel.
That's true. Hey, yo, the Santee
some Tostilocos and Cueritos as well. There you
go. Santee Alley's is lit. I love that place.
You get a little Tostilocos and some Cueritos, Cappy?
See, it's lit AF is what it is.
Yeah.
I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm watching the news still. They got Rob Fukuzaki on. Fukuzaki's doing sports right now. The chase is over, man. They're done. So, anywho. So, Cappy.
Yo.
Your boy Dave Roberts
mm-hmm.
says it's time to put some respect on Will Smith's name. Did he say respect? It's been the big four for me for quite some time. I think that he doesn't have the name cachet, so it's kind of held. But if you look at the numbers and talking to opposing managers of having him in the number four, I mean, he's the number four hitter. It's been the big four for quite some time. He solidified kind of the top of the order. And he's right. Will Smith has been a badass for them.
Right, but
he's the best hitting catcher arguably in the sport.
Right, but again, the issue is that when you have superstar players, you know, when you have a guy like Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, who are both guys who might, I mean, should get major consideration for MVP. Then you've got a guy, you know,
Trey Turner,
who is, you know, he's brilliant on the bases. He's a great defensive player. He's clutch at the plate. I mean, you've got star players. And so therein lies the issue. But that's Dave. You know, Dave is the kind of guy, and we've talked about this, you know, last year when we were all talking about Kenley Jansen, it was like, Dave's going to support his guys. Dave's going to prop his guys, and he's going to believe in them, and he's going to have their backs. And, you know, that's why he stuck with Kimbrel as long as he did this year. And I love when Dave Roberts does stuff like this, because as a player, you're like, this guy, he gets us because he was one of us.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But Will Smith has been awesome. Do you think that Will Smith suffers from the fact that he's just got like a plain name?
Well, not just
like
a
plain it's not
name.
Trey Turner, it's not Mookie Betts. There's no like Trey Turner and Freddie Freeman have alliteration working in their. I mean, on top of them being good, right? But they've got alliteration going. TT, FF, and then Mookie Betts. Like Mookie's an incredible. Like just, I mean, the only other Mookie I know in baseball was Mookie Wilson. You know what I mean? Like so, like Mookie Betts is just like a name you'll remember. Will Smith. I mean, I literally started the conversation by saying not that guy. The you know, the baseball player.
Well, that's the thing, is it's not, I don't know if it's a plain name. Like, again, you mentioned Freddie Freeman. It kind of sounds sort of cool. Mookie Betts sounds really awesome, you know? But I wonder if it is kind of like a Will Smith. Oh, you mean the guy who smacked Chris Rock? No, 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 no. The guy who's the catcher for the Dodgers. Oh, that guy, right.
That Will Smith.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's like probably a million Will Smiths.
Maybe Will Smith needs to consider like putting something in his name. Like maybe he should be William A. Smith.
Or
like
William Stephen C. A. Smith because he's a catcher.
Yeah, because like Stephen A. Smith, if Stephen A. Smith was just Stephen Smith, I got news for you. None of us would know who he is. It's that A.
I mean, I don't know if none of us would know, but it definitely, the A helps for sure.
The A helps a lot.
Yeah.
You know, my middle name starts with an A. I thought long and hard. Should I be Scott A.
Kaplan?
Right. Thought about it. Gave it some consideration. Chose to not go there.
Yeah.
Thought he already had it.
The old sack.
Yeah, he took it from me.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith.
But yeah, maybe he should go with William C. Smith.
Or Billy Smith.
I don't know. Billy Smith also feels kind of normal.
Does? Sounds kind of normal to you?
It seems too run-of-the-mill. I think that's Will Smith's problem. It's a branding thing.
Well, you know, my my radio partner, George, before you and I got into this deep
Billy Ray Smith
relationship, was Billy Ray Smith.
For many years, yes.
Now, that was
Charger Lime,
yeah,
Charger
19
Lime,
years. Yeah. I mean, that was a that's a name you remember.
Yeah.
Shout out to the original Big Ol' Rascal.
You're right. So, yeah, I think that we need to help Will Smith come up with, like, let's see if he has a middle name.
What if he went by Willie Smith? Does Willie Smith
now? Willie Smith works better, I think.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Willie Smith. People would be like, "Yo, that Willie Smith, man, he's fast." Like, really? Have you seen him run the bases? Not really. He just sounds fast, Willie Smith. I don't know. It sounds like a fast dude.
Yeah.
Hits bomb home runs, Willie Smith.
His middle name is Dills.
Oh, that's great, Willie Dills Smith.
Willie Dills.
Oh, come
that's
on.
A great
exactly.
name.
Willie Dills
that's a
is
great
awesome.
Name.
Right.
Missed opportunity
he should drop
there.
The Smith. He should drop the Smith and go with Willie Dills.
Or
Willie Dills.
How about Willie Dilly?
His nickname is the Fresh Prince, obviously, or Smitty. Mm-hmm.
How about if he has on the back of his jersey Dills Smith?
Dude, Willie Dills is what he should be.
Not only that, but he should have a pickle endorsement.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's great, Cap. You
Some
should be classic? A marketing guy.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Willie Dills.
Yeah. There you go. Willie Dills.
Cappy, you should make him the first brand endorser for Sighted.
I love that idea. I do.
This is Willie
Dills.
You know
Dills what you should Sighted? Do with Sighted? Seriously?
Tell me.
An NIL deal.
Okay. Listen to this. This is actually very funny. So I sent my son a bunch of hats because, you know, I love the Sighted hats, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're nice hats.
I sent my son a bunch of hats, and I said, hey, dude, can you, like, get your buddies to, like, rock them and, like, maybe put some pictures out? And he's like, no. I said, why not? My son said to me, you're not paying us. We don't have an NIL deal with you. I said, bro, you're a Division II college football player. Are you kidding me right now? You won't post a picture with your dad's company on it unless we pay you, like, an NIL deal? Are you out of your mind? Apparently he is because he was dead serious.
Good for him. Good for Justin. Justin, I say you hold out.
You like that idea, huh?
I do. I think he's smart. Smart businessman, that kid.
Yeah. Well, he is studying entrepreneurship, you know.
Is that like a real like major?
It is.
Huh.
I know. I didn't know that either. Had no idea.
Okay.
But I like that idea of being, what'd you major in? Entrepreneurship. What does that mean? I don't
Lindsay,
know.
Can you get Will Dills on?
Yeah, let me ask him.
Can we work the Dodgers to get on a day? Like,
I think
Can we before the playoffs start? I want Will Dills on.
Willie Dills.
Yeah, we haven't Willie had Dills. Anyone on all season, so I don't think it's a tough ask.
We want to. That's like the whole pitch to him is going to be like, "Hey, dude, we know you're awesome, and Dave Roberts mentioned that you should be part of the Big Four, but we feel like the name, you know, no disrespect to your family's name, but like the name is kind of holding you back a little bit. But we saw your middle name is Dills." You should go by Willie Dills.
We definitely should throw some ideas by him.
Yeah. We want to help your brand.
In fact, Lindsay, please do this. Ask the Dodgers PR if we can have a brainstorming session on the air with Will. Tell him we don't even want to interview him. We have no interest in interviewing. We just want to have a brainstorming marketing session with him. And they'll be like, what is that? And be like, don't worry about it. Just put him on the air. And they'll be like,
well,
you know what? That's cool. That's
well, do you really want me to ask them that in the email?
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
No,
okay, I didn't think
do.
So.
No, I think you should.
No, don't.
I think we should just wait until we get on the air.
That is never going to get him on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Then they'll say no. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like even though that's what we want to do, that's going to be like an automatic no, no, no.
Yeah,
no.
That's going to be a no. 100%.
I disagree. I think these guys are going to be like, you know what? This is unique and different. This is not the standard sports radio interview request.
We can still do that and still get him on.
Well, I'm sure the Dodgers PR staff.
All right, we
got
to go. Laura says to rap, so shut your big fat mouth.
Gosh, it's only when Laura wants me to rap.
Yeah. All right. What you need to know is next. Plus, the Rams and the Raiders. What direction are they heading in? We'll tell you what we think next.